Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Look out, Sharia's coming. We have talked this month on the fact that in other English-speaking countries, there are attempts to legitimize Islamic law courts which practice Sharia. What about the United States? Well, first of all, we should understand that several conservative and or Christian leaders have warned us of this threat. Z Insanity of Fox News suggested that when Christian missionaries were arrested for disorderly conduct because they passed out Gospel of John at the Arab Festival in Dearborn, Michigan, that it looked to him something like Sharia law is taking over. At the annual Values Voters Summit last year, Newt Gingrich said to a standing ovation that we should have a federal law that says Sharia law cannot be recognized by any court in the United States because, as he sees it, jihadists are trying to replace Western civilization with a radical imposition of Sharia. And by the way, that's one of the reasons he believes that America is at risk. Pamela Geller, the co-author of the book The Post-American Presidency, who, by the way, will be on our open mic next month, also warns that Sharia is coming. But before we talk about what is happening in our country, I need to point out that this is creating a controversy, and already the name-calling and defamation who say this is underway. For example, these and others who talk about the threat of Sharia are accused of making largely unsubstantiated suggestions. One author says only a true paranoid could look at America as it is today and see a creeping takeover of Islamic ideology. Another says that the warnings seem overblown at best and it would quickly run up against the First Amendment. And then one other says this is a wacky movement to ban Sharia law in the U.S. So when we read the descriptions of those of us who are concerned about this, and we take it seriously, please understand that we are considered to be part of a radical anti-Muslim fringe. We are wing nuts, Islamophobic extremists, and hate-mongering against Muslims. Even Robert Spencer, a recognized thori in Islam and author of many books, is called a nut who should not be taken seriously in any subject. Well, folks, bear us out, please. I believe we have the Quran and Hadith to show what they're up to, and we have evidence to say it's happening. And here's a few examples of how this controversy is developing in the United States. In Columbia, South Carolina, legislation was recently introduced aimed at preempting violations of a person's constitutional rights resulting from the application of foreign law, which includes Islamic Sharia law. According to the Center for Security Policy, there are numerous examples in dozens of states in which parties to such disputes, for example, involving family law, have attempted to invoke Sharia. It was the bill's originator who was concerned that foreign laws are increasingly finding their way into the U.S. court system. In New Jersey court, a Muslim husband raped, sexually abused, and beat his wife. But the judge saw no sexual assault because Islam forbids wives to deny sex to their husband no matter what the time or circumstances may be. Muhammad said, "If a husband calls his wife to his bed, to have sex, of course, and she refuses, and causes him to sleep in anger, then angels will curse her until morning." After all, according to Islam, and therefore Sharia law, a woman cannot carry out the right of her Lord Allah till she carries out the right of her husband. So says Muhammad. So what did the court do? They found that the man did sexually assault his wife, but they would issue no restraining order because the man did it thinking he could abuse his wife if she misbehaved and refused his sexual demand according to, guess what? Right, Islamic law. Fortunately, this time the appellate court overruled the decision and the local imam's arguments on behalf of Islamic law went unheeded. But then there's the case in Oklahoma, where a constitutional amendment was proposed and passed by 70% of the majority to stop the use of Islamic law in our courts, and a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order. She said it lacked legal character. Not true. She said that would favor one religion over another, but there's no moral equivalence between Islam and our Christian values in the Constitution. And she would say all religions are supposed to be equal, but they're not, in fact, equal. So what do we have going on today? A controversy in America about Sharia law, evidence that is trying to make its inroads into American jurisprudence. Now, time will tell how this case will turn out, but as we shall see next week, there is no question that basic Sharia law is in conflict with our Constitution. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.